Welcome to the May 15th edition of the First EPC Sermon Podcast. One of First EPC's focuses for many years has been missions. In the past few years, our youth have participated in mission trips to Mississippi, Louisiana, Missouri, West Virginia, and across the border into Mexico. Sometimes these trips inspire youth to take on longer-term missions experiences. Today, we hear from Jacob Brush, a 2015 high school graduate and a member of First EPC's youth group, who just recently completed a three-month mission to Swaziland, Africa. Here to introduce Jacob is Elder Joe Plemon.
Getting ready to introduce Jacob. Most of you already know him. Jacob, as I understand, has been affiliated with this congregation over 2 years, being in the youth group, being here in the services. But Jacob, I understand it was a trip to Tunica before your senior year, am I right? A mission trip that lit a fire, made this young man want to serve in missions. And it was that light that inspired him after his senior year to go on his three-month mission experience to Swaziland. And we're happy to have Jacob with us. I'll bring you up in just a second. First, I want to explain something to Mark Kirk. Mark wanted to know why we didn't drop the screen down. It's nothing wrong with the screen. It's the projector, which ties into where we're at right here, because Jacob brought videos that accompany his presentation, and our projector is broken, so we won't be able to see those videos. I want you to know they will be posted Facebook, link on church's website maybe. You can have the, is it be a DVD or what? We'll burn DVDs. We want you to have the videos. It's just that we can't see them this very moment. So, Jacob, do your best. We're thrilled to have you with us this morning. Let's give Jacob a hand.
Thank you, Joe. It's good to be back in the pulpit. I'm going to say that. Actually, I just wanted to mock Mark just because he picks on everyone. So, I'm going to start out with you guys need to know two things. The word yebo. Can you guys say yebo for me? Yebo. And siapila. Siapila. Okay. So, know those two. That's all you're going to have to know. So I'm going to greet you in Siswati. Sani Bunani. And you say yebo. And then I'm going to say Unjani. And then you guys are going to say Siapila. Nope. No one's with me? Okay. Well, I said hello and how are you? So we'll just get on with it then. So a lot of people have been asking, like, why Swaziland? Why go on like a three-month mission trip? And honestly, I just wanted to get out of this town. Like, I've never been out of this country before, and I need to do something. And I just thought that was like the best opportunity. And like college, that just wasn't it for me yet. Like, now I want to actually go back to college, but get to that later. But yeah, like I was saying, I was just wanting to get out and like actually just see the world. And not saying that I had like felt like I had a huge purpose in life, but I thought there was like a bigger purpose. And I just wanted to change the world. But now that I know that, like after these 3 months, I'm not going to change the world. Like that's God's plan. And he's going to change the world. And I'm just like one little small piece of the puzzle. So, before this trip, going into this trip, I did not have the best relationship with God. I'd consider myself a lukewarm Christian, to be honest. But, I mean, he hit me in so many ways whenever I went on this trip. But I kind of wish that I would have actually started my relationship with him before so, because it hit me pretty hard right whenever we got into Africa. But, so, as you guys know, I went to Swaziland, Africa, which is, it's right next to South Africa, so it's right very bottom. So, I went with a mission organization called Adventures in Missions, and they have many programs, which is the Passport Program, which is what I went on. And it's a 3-month mission trip, and they have, there was other teams with me. There was one going to India, Nepal, Thailand, Cambodia, and then 2 Jamaica teams. So I had, like, other options, and, like, why Swaziland? Well, I mean, I researched all of the other trips, and then I just watched one video of a passport team that went to Swaziland. And after that, I was just automatically hooked. I don't know if it was just because, like, I mean, I was seeing them play soccer, and then just, like, the kids, I mean, it just got me. And so, once I got to Atlanta, I was in a training camp. It was more of kind of a retreat. We just got poured into so much at Gainesville, Georgia. And we were there for 4 days, and then we were there with all the other teams that headed out to the field. And then, next stop, Swaziland, Africa. So, the first month that I was there, I actually was in Nasoko, which is the poorest and hottest place in Africa, or in Swaziland as well. But it's the most rural place, and I think just living there just changed my perspective on life. It's like just life itself, on like what you actually really need and what you don't need. Like every day, maybe 10 to 15 times a day, you'd always be asked by kids if they could have a drink of water or food, just like even if it was just a small piece of bread, which it was so hard to say no, but we had to say no because we were with our mission organization and they actually provide them food, but it's just like they may only get one meal a day, so that was very hard to see. But my host in the SoCo, actually, I felt like kind of purposeless there for the first maybe week or so, just because it was just different. It was completely different. That's what expectations does for you, instead of just having the expectancy of something. But I had expectations that like I was gonna just dive right in, like just have all these changes to me and to like just all these other people. But my host actually told me you can't measure like what you do in Swaziland. A successful day can be just sitting down and talking to someone for 30 minutes, just because Swazis are so relational. And that could just make their day, just talking to them for 30 minutes. So like that was a great day for just one of us. But so we had, there's 33 care points in Swaziland, and this is all run by my organization that I went with. And a care point is where they have a discipleship room, and then they at least get one meal a day. And this is all run off sponsors, so like people from America and like Canada and just like all over the world will sponsor a kid, and that's how everything is run here. But so care point has a discipleship room, and then it has a preschool, and then like I said, they get one meal a day, and that's where we actually went. We all were split up. I was on a team of 15, and we were split up into like teams of 4, and we went to different care points. My care point was called Escalini, and it was a 4-mile hike up to the base of the mountain and 4 miles down. So I mean, it took quite a while to get there, but so we went there, and just the kids there at first, like some of them have never even seen white people before. So they would be scared of us at first, but they like started to warm up to us and stuff. But I mean, just I've seen a lot of things that I really can't explain sometimes, but like just like the darkness, the spiritual darkness that is like just over Nisoko in general is just crazy to think. But so we went to those care points every day, and well, every other day, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and we did that, and then we seriously just did everything in Nisoko. We built foundations for water tanks to, and then we actually, probably my favorite thing was this, we went to discipleship in an African prison, which was crazy to see, because I've been to Tunica, and I've done ministry in a prison down there before. And I don't know why, but I expect it to be exactly like that. But no, it was even better than that. Like, there's no comparison. But we actually did not know we were going to go. It was just the guys that went. And so we were on our way, and then the guy that picked us up, we had no clue who he was. He just said, "Oh, are you guys the Swazi team or whatever?" And like, "Yeah, that's us." So then we just got in a truck with him, and then he just drove off, and we didn't know where we were going. But on the way over there, he said, "Oh, yeah, you guys are going to share your testimony." I was like, excuse me? So I was freaking out about that, but I honestly, that's whenever I actually felt God the most, was whenever I relied on him to give me the words instead of my own. So I didn't prepare anything. I was like, I'm just going to go in there, and I just sat there and prayed right before I went up there. And then that time, like, the stuff that I was saying, like, that was not me. Like, that was truly the Holy Spirit, and that was just crazy to see, I think. But, and then it was just, like, instances like that where you see God work the most. And so after Nisoko, I also forgot to mention, we didn't know it, but they're in their biggest drought for the past year. They've been in their biggest drought, and it's the worst one in the past millennium. So it was hard to see everything, because the cattle was either dead or skinny, and like they just didn't have anything. But then we moved to Manzini, which is the biggest city in Swaziland, and completely different world. Everyone, I mean, it's not like America, but everyone just like had a lot more than Nisoko. Like, people had actually had cars and like had shoes and just like actual clothes, which was just a lot different. I mean, our showers were different. Like, just our team house was a lot nicer and stuff. But in Manzini, we did a lot, but we actually got to see how a mission organization that big runs, and I think that was just amazing to see, just because, I mean, I've always wanted to know, and we worked, like, a lot with the sponsors, and just, like, going back and forth with, like, going from the U.S., and, like, we shipped out a bunch of Timbali Crafts, which is actually, I'll just give you a little backstory. Timbali Crafts is actually a ministry. They're called Gogos and Mages, which is like the mothers and grandmothers, and they volunteer at the care points. Those are the ones, they're kind of like the babysitters, and they cook. And they do this all volunteer. They don't get paid for it. I mean, they don't get paid at all. So Timbali Crafts is actually a ministry that it's online, and one of the missionaries that is there, she like founded Timbali Crafts, and she's been there for 10 years now, but she does all this out of her out of her garage, where she ships everything. But Timbali Crafts is the Gogos and Mages. It gives them a chance to, they sew like all the stuff, and then they sell it online, and like all this jewelry, and they sell it online. It's really cool. But yeah, so, like, that's a huge ministry just for them, because it gives back to them, because they do everything volunteer work. So, also in like Nasoka and Manzini, we taught like at primary schools. I did 5th and 6th grade mathematics, and that was actually a lot of fun. But our whole team got a chance just to do that stuff, and then like we did outreaches where we had dance parties, and it was the funniest thing. But yeah, the dance parties, like, it was in the middle of the city, and we're like getting all these people trying to come in, like we're just doing ministry that way, which, I mean, we just did all forms of ministry. We planted a garden, but yeah. So, I think I put it off as, like, I just had this, like, I had an amazing experience, but I never showed the struggles that I had, and there was a lot of challenges and struggles there, and I didn't want to talk about that just because, I mean, it's the hard stuff that I really don't want to talk about, but, yeah. So, whenever, I think the biggest challenge whenever I got there, people on my team were at like a different level than I was. And I did not accept that because I was like, I want to be where they are. So then right whenever we got into Africa, I was like, okay, God, like hit me with like something. But I slowly started to realize that I have always had a relationship with God I always had a middleman that telling me how God saw me, and then and I told that person, like, well, this is how I see God. And I never actually had my individual relationship with him. So before I could do anything, I had to start that, and that was probably the biggest challenge, having my own relationship with him. And knowing that it's a two-way relationship, and, like, I need to talk to him like he talks to me. And then that also comes with, like, just being able to pick out his voice from mine or anything, or just, like, the world's voice. Because, I mean, you just get bombarded in America by, like, just all these different things, like, what you're supposed to do, like, what you need, like, you need to go to college right now because you're 18 years old, and just stuff like that. But that actually leads into my next part of, like, what I'm going to do in the future. Honestly, I thought I was, like, is going to be clarified of what I'm actually going to do, but I really have no clue what I want to do in my future. I don't know when or where in South America, but, like, the next place I really want to go is South America. I really don't know why, but I just feel like God's calling me there. I don't know when, though. But as of right now, like, I'm going to go back to college just because, like, I actually want to go to college now, because in Swaziland, like, there's only one university, and that's it. And it's only for the richest or the elite of the elite, and that's it. So, like, I think people just take it for granted that I can go to college just right here, and I can, like, actually get a degree whenever people over there, like, they can barely get a high school diploma, and just stuff like that changed my perspective on life. But, yeah, that's me. Thank you.
The video Joe mentioned can be found on Facebook at facebook.com/firstepc. We hope you enjoyed today's message. Tune in again next week for another sermon from the pulpit of First EPC in Anna, Illinois. Be sure and visit us on the web at www.firstepc.org. Thanks for listening. This has been a production of First Evangelical Presbyterian Church of Anna, Illinois. Until next time, may God bless.